John, we went to Dorking Wanderers away.
We did. That was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun.
It was.
Because football, John, isn't about the result. It's about the friends you make along the way.
It's a good thing that it's not about the result, isn't it? When you support Torquay United. If it was about the result, it'd be a tough, National tough League existence.
We've got National League.
Yeah.
That's how it is. I mean, we didn't travel together, so there'll be no car.
But there is bonus Peach Express action. Visit Peach
Here
Express.
Here is our trip to Dorking.
And we'll be back at the end with some letters.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You're listening to The National Obsession live from Pizza Express Dorking.
Dorking, not Woking. Not Pizza Express Woking, that's famous for very different reasons. This is Dorking. Hold on, drinks are
Dorking's
coming.
Very nice, John.
Drinks are arriving.
Considering moving to Dorking, it's very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
Yes.
And,
we've made it here.
We've made it here. It
separate cars.
Parked easily.
You paid for parking when it was utterly unnecessary. It's free after 6 o'clock.
Do you know why that is, John? Because the car park, the Ringo car park in Didcot, gets you all the time. Ringo, imagine Ringo being his...
I always wanted to do the Ringo car park.
You're not even the best car park in the Beatles.
The Beatles. Thomas.
Jamie's here as well. Let's not ignore Jamie.
I am here, yeah.
He's become a Torquay fan.
Cheers.
Jamie just asked us if we were nervous. Been shocked. Jamie just asked us if we were nervous. I'm not nervous because I'm quietly confident.
I don't like this level of confidence. It's got real Woking vibes.
Like
that was a draw.
It's got real Woking National League South vibes, like very important game vibes.
Oh, I see. Oh, it doesn't feel like that. Yeah, does it?
Well, that was a nice one, though, wasn't it? This is a.
You're confident, I'd say, verging on cocky.
I've been cocky about it because I'm so sure of the 9 points.
Well, we've got 3 so far.
I've not eaten a leaf yet. Thanks to everybody who's eaten a leaf.
A lot of people eating leaves. I'm slightly worried that at some point we will get a message saying, I'm really sorry, but...
they've died.
Poison ivy.
Died.
Someone's eaten the wrong leaf.
Could be on us.
Would we be liable? We need some legal advice.
We did make it very clear in that other episode when we were going to Woking that it's not on us. You eat your leaves at your own risk.
We're unbeaten these days eating leaves. We're unbeaten with the leaves.
I've studied law. It's fine. Immediate law.
In the league.
It's fine.
In the league.
Yeah.
Unbeaten in the league eating leaves. So, 3 points tonight.
Good evening, leaf eaters.
Wow. Might be our new nickname. No, they dropped the gulls.
Like a beef eater, but green.
And in 2023, they became the leaf eaters. If we were Robin Ryan, we'd turned us to the leaf eaters.
As a club rebrand, if you had like...
Going in. Imagine how unpopular it'd be instantly.
If you had like the beef eaters at Playmore, but they're in green.
Yeah. It would be so unpopular so quickly if we became the owners. Yeah, we're changing the complete branding of the club.
Well, the leaf eaters.
It's very Dale Vince.
Yeah.
Forest the Green Overs. What's your order, John? The sloppy Giuseppe.
It always sounds a bit childish ordering it, doesn't it?
A little bit. Also sounds like one of our defenders from about 4 years ago.
And the sloppy Giuseppe.
Oh, God, he's so sloppy.
Is it Gallifiocco? No, it's Giancarlo
Ballet.
Sort of right, wasn't it? It was near enough.
You know,
one of those.
Italian stallion.
What's that matter?
What do you think the score's going to be?
Hang on, we haven't gone to your order yet.
Oh, yeah. I've had a gluten-free Peroni. I'm gluten intolerant, John. I told you this before.
You're gluten town.
Gluten town. And a gluten-free American hot with anchovies on, which is...
There was a bit of an anchovy.
It's a great order.
Confusion. Now I didn't quite understand what he was saying. Our anchovy supplier was what?
No, you get brown anchovies and white anchovies.
Yeah.
And their brown anchovy supplier—they're having a nightmare with them. So they've only got the white anchovies.
Do they call that a first world? I mean, people are being blown up in Ukraine.
Yeah, is this a problem, Jamie? You feel sorry for me?
What I want to know is where people can go to find out the story of how you became gluten free.
Well, imagine if they came to see me. The thing is, everyone who listens to this has bought tickets.
Either seen it already or coming soon.
They can shout the punchlines out. Now, actually, I need to run something by you two, lads. I don't think it's going to make it. It's been vetoed by my wife, Samantha, and more or less vetoed by my manager, Flo. I bought, to perform the show, a wetsuit.
Yes. Have you heard about this, Jay?
Jamie.
This is ridiculous.
What do you think?
I've not heard about this.
Do you not think I should perform the show in a wetsuit?
Are you going to shit yourself at the end?
Wow, what a finish. Perhaps I eat loads of gluten.
Eat a pasty at the start.
Just so people can see how it works itself through.
Have an ending, isn't it? The ending is...
What a finish
yourself.
It would be. Every night.
I'm charging for that, by the way.
I want a bit... Jamie's got to come up with the absolute bit of genius.
Bit you didn't think of.
No, maybe I don't think I'm going to wear the
maybe
wet.
Maybe it's like comedy shit. Maybe it's not real shit. It's like gunge.
Yeah.
Gunge them.
Nutella.
Yeah.
You're considering it.
Watching
the chocolate. Good idea. Good idea, Jamie. It's not a bad idea. So what I'd do is go off, get the wetsuit on, and come back on.
Why the wetsuit?
But it takes so long.
Why are you thinking?
Because you know I have a history.
No one's ever done it before.
You know, I have a history of wearing stupid stuff on television. And I find that, if you want to get into it, I find that very freeing. I find that very like I can be whoever I need to be. I don't think the wetsuit will make it to Tynmouth anyway. This will be out before then anyway. So they'll be waiting with bated breath.
It's true, yeah. It's true. Will he come on in a wetsuit?
Will he come in a wetsuit? Sounds nice.
Will he come in a wetsuit?
I don't think
he'll make it. But look,
people are coming. Tynmouth sold out.
Yeah.
Maidenhead's more or less sold out.
Alan Devonshire coming to that one?
Did cut more or less sold out. I don't know if Alan Devonshire will be. Imagine if he turns up front row.
In his hat, arms folded, not laughing. Not
you're
funny.
In the front row. No. That is the fear that people are going to... What is this? Got a
I
good
think
idea.
Timmis, you'll be all right.
Got a good idea for the first half of the night, John. Let's see. I've never done it, so let's see if it's a good
it's
idea.
It's a good idea.
I'm going to road test it. Anyway, football.
Football.
Who else is playing tonight?
If our food ever arrives.
Our food will arrive. What? Who else is playing tonight? It's got big games. Oldham Gateshead, isn't it?
Is it a full
card? Let's do some...
Predictions. Maybe Jamie should predict it.
Yeah, Jamie's
he's
good
not,
at this.
He's not a National League expert like we are.
Well, I've seen more National League football in the last month than I have in the last 10 years.
The National League is good for you.
Let's test how much you learn over the last month.
It's a full card of fixtures tonight. Barnet Altrincham, Jamie.
And I saw the highlights of
Barnet lost
to
us and Altrincham beat Woking on the weekend.
It's a lot of fixtures if you're going to be
Neil
giving
2 Altrincham.
Neil 2 to Altrincham.
They did beat Woking on the weekend. They beat Woking 3-1, didn't they?
Barnet win that. Chesterfield, Wealdstone is your team, isn't it? Your dad's team.
That's him came. Yeah. Fancy a draw in that one.
Okay, John.
At Chesterfield. Yeah, no, Chesterfield in terrible
form. Paul Cook going mad on the sideline.
Yeah, he loves it, isn't he?
He's in awful form. Red yeah, I know a draw.
Dropping
I think
down.
Right.
Yeah, Wealdstone, it depends if old Kretschmar plays.
He got sent off on the weekend. He did. I knew that off the top of my head. He got his second yellow. So it was one game
it's
bad, isn't it?
Taken 204 episodes. Dorky Talkie, 3-1 Talkie is my...
Do you want to talk about Dagenham and Redbridge?
Oh, I missed that out. That's the thing. Who cares?
Why do you hate Dagenham and Redbridge
so
much?
This is a bit of a grudge match, actually, because Innie Effion has just signed for Dagenham and Redbridge.
Oh, it's Dagenham Aldershot.
From Aldershot.
Is it at Dagenham?
Yeah. Dagenham win that easy peasy.
Just to scrape a 1-0.
Dorking Torquay, 3-1 Torquay.
I'll go 1-2 Torquay.
Okay. Halifax Solihull Moors. Couldn't call that. Can't call that.
Solihull Moors drew 0-0 with Chesterfield on the weekend. Okay. I don't know how Halifax did. Can't remember.
Who cares?
Tim Frank, George?
No.
Jamie.
Come on.
Catch up.
About 5 years ago, mate.
That was Jamie.
Three managers ago, was it?
Gateshead Oldham. That's
a tough one. Are we actually going to guess Halifax City on Moors? It's not possible.
0-0.
Seems fair enough, actually.
0-0.
Yeah.
Oldham win this. Oldham beat Gateshead 3-1.
Yes. Oh, hang on. Oldham Gates had played the other week. They did.
It's a reverse fixture from the Queen.
Yeah, they played the other week.
It's all weird now, isn't it? Because everyone's played everyone in it now. Just like
Gates had 2-0 down and drew 2-1.
Well, there we are. We'll find out.
That's weird.
Maidenhead Yeovil. The Maidenhead equation would say here that that Yeovil win this.
Yes.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
So we'll say
Gary
a Yeovil win.
Side,
oh, thank you,
yeah,
Jamie.
If the listeners didn't know.
Remind us of Gary Dex.
Try telling us something we don't know.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate. Yeah, Maidstone United.
5 years ago, crew for them.
They're down. Eastleigh wins. Eastleigh win away here at Maidstone.
Yep.
Here's a good game. Notts County Southend. That is a good game.
Best team in the league.
Southend doing good for them at the moment. They're playing well, even though they're
County
the
at shit. Home.
While they're still alive.
Should win that.
Should win that. But they might get National League.
2-1.
But they might get National League. Remember, it's the National
and
League.
And the title race is due another twist.
It's the Vanarama. Maybe they both lose tonight, Wrexham and...
Maybe.
Woking Bromley.
God.
You've seen both teams play this season?
Can you believe
this? Based on what I've seen, Bromley should absolutely walk that.
Mm. We saw Woking at their worst, I think.
Yeah, they've picked up a bit since
they
then.
They were bad.
I'm going to say Woking win that, I'm going to say.
I think so. I don't think Bromley are up to much.
No.
Draw.
All right.
Optimistic draw.
Wrexham Scunthorpe. We need Wrexham to win that. Because we need Scunthorpe to stay down.
Scunthorpe again. They beat Dagenham on the weekend.
They've signed players, haven't they?
Right. They've signed about 75 players.
Okay. York Borehamwood. We need Borehamwood to win that. And
yes,
I think they will.
They will.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a great night for the Colts.
Do you want to know the team? I've just seen the team
now. Come on, John.
Here we are.
Breaking
get that
news.
While it's
can
recording.
You insert a breaking
we'll find out, won't we? Here we are. The team. He's not loading. That's the team.
Do the listeners know that you've got a WhatsApp group with two of you in it?
I don't think there's a problem with it.
I don't think you need a group with two people in it.
But it's free, isn't it, WhatsApp?
What do you mean it's free?
Send photos, videos, all those sort of things. Yeah. It's the easiest way to do it.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can still do that in just
you
a
can
normal
still do
chat.
That.
You've never
just
said
send
this
it. Just
you're
send
being
it
brave because you've got your new friend.
You wait until his other friend turns up.
Right, well, I will leave the WhatsApp group. Charlie
Baker. Imagine if you left it and it was
Charlie
just me in
left
there.
The group, you'll be on your
conflict.
Own.
Imagine I've yeah, started the beginning of the end of the National
You're like Yoko Ono.
A lot of people don't like this new character.
Here we go. Halstead, Lapsley, Marshall, Jarvis, Fadahunzi, Evans, McGavin, Donnellan, Lawrence, Moxie, De Silva. Are we unchanged? I think we're unchanged.
Unchanged. Who's on the bench?
Martin, Hanson, Mensah, Wyatt, Lovett.
Fine. Martin coming back's good, isn't it?
Like him. Liked him when we met him. Nice bloke. Hope he does well.
We win this game. I have no problems.
Right.
I have no worries.
The game does kick off in...
Pizza
54
beer.
Minutes and we have no food.
I fully trust Pizza Express to bring us our food.
The National Obsession. The National Obsession.
No!
McGovern.
13 minutes in and it's 1-0.
It's a terrible
game.
Start,
we're playing badly, couldn't see a thing, couldn't really see their goal.
I had a good height person in front of me, but it's a very strange.
The away end hasn't got a step, it's just flat. So if you're 5'7", it's hopeless. But now we're up in the stand. We've just seen Brett McGavin's foul in perfect 360 vision.
It's not a good start.
It's been a bad start. I'm recording because we've got a free kick in a good position.
If I know what happens, I'm telling you, this is the wall.
Oh, there's all sorts of shenanigans going on in the wall.
Send him off.
People on the floor.
Penalty ref.
I think Fadahunzi was on the floor.
For about 3 minutes and a half.
Yeah.
The ball's been on the ground for at least...
How long's this free kick taken? 2 minutes? 3 minutes?
Who's over it? McGavin? Oh. Jarvis?
Oh!
Ref, loving being the centre
come
of attention.
Come on!
Here we go! Come on, boys!
I don't know what I'm
going to
do.
Come on, Brett.
Come on,
Brett.
It's it, Brett!
Oh!
Can you see?
Oh!
free kick blocked and then Fadden's has just missed an open goal.
That was bad. That was
he
bad.
He has just missed an open goal from the rebound.
That was bad.
For God's sake.
Tap it in.
Half an hour gone anyway. It's been shit so far.
Really bad. Really bad.
Can't see the ball. Can't see the ball. Can't see the ball. I saw the ball. I saw the ball. I saw the ball.
Yes.
Charlie's just suggested that someone traces his finger on a piece of paper to try and work out what's going on. The sight lines aren't amazing here at Dorking.
Oh,
McGavin!
This is not good.
That's offside. What's off? It's been really bad. 33 minutes of really
minutes
bad
gone.
Football.
The balls I've been in the player for about five of those.
And it's been all Dorking for those five. Yes. We've been pretty
bad.
Awful.
Toppe should have scored. We think, we can't really see. You don't really know is the thing.
It feels like maybe staying home and watching it on TV would have been the better option.
I'm regretting coming, if I'm honest.
No, it'd be good if someone was there.
Good pizza, though.
Good pizza. Nice pizza.
Come on, then. Come on. What a goal!
What a great goal from Aaron Jarvis!
He's hit it for fully 30 yards!
Didn't even celebrate! Get in, United!
I think I just said I was going to boo them off.
You did, John.
I did. And then Jarvis immediately scored. What a goal! Why on half time? Come on!
John, you saw the steward saying, "I'm going for a wee in the ladies."
The steward said, "No, you go. I'm not going to look. You go in the ladies." Immediately, you knocked it, and two ladies came outside. And I thought, "What are we going to do here?"
He set me up. I think he knew that.
Maybe he started.
He set me up.
He's a big fan of Lloyd Griffith.
Yeah, that's what it is. Huge Lloyd Griffith fan.
Screw you over.
We've only got 10.
Oh, you're joking away.
What for exactly happened here?
We're down to 10 men.
Somehow.
No one knows
no
what
one
happened.
Saw, because you can't see that bit of the pitch. What was it even for? What was it for? Anyway,
he's been selfish. While you were in the middle, you got Lapsley's on fire going, and everyone was celebrating, and then a bloke turned around and said, "Oh, Kieran Evans has been sent off." Oh, was he?
All right. Evans hasn't been great anyway.
We won't miss him. Oh, everything's happened in the first 5 minutes. It's the second half. It's 2-2.
Yeah. I'd have left Fadda Hunzi on, John.
You
think we could have gone another 10
off.
Minutes.
If
you 2-1.
It's only not even 60 minutes. 2-all, 10 men.
Referee! We're going to be like this now.
Fearing the worst.
This is like this sort of ref. It's like he forgot he'd given him a yellow.
I didn't even see it. No idea.
Go on.
Go on.
He's on.
Like a bloody replay.
Same goal twice.
Exactly the same goal twice.
3-2. The game's over, I'm afraid. It's gone. Good luck getting anyone to join it, but that's
supposed to be.
Here we go.
We honestly might as well go. It's rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
Here it is.
Wasn't the one. That's the last 5 minutes,
score,
basically.
John, yeah. We don't score. Don't get excited.
Could be an equaliser. Nothing that's happened
everyone,
so far points to it happening.
Everyone except Jarvis and Lawrence have had a bad game.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
We're going to record it.
Gutted, boys. Gutted. But we're staying up. It's all right.
I agree. We are staying up. Aaron Jarvis playing us on his own. There, Nicola Lawrence and Aaron Jarvis. Absolute dog shit referee. We still stay up. They'll go down. We'll stay up.
Maybe.
There we are.
I can't see it myself. That was
there
absolute dog shit.
Can't speak.
Absolute rubbish.
There we are. We had a nice pizza. Highly recommend Dorking Pizza Express.
There we go.
Barnet 2, Altrincham 4. Don't know what kind of what we said.
We did say Altrincham.
Chesterfield 1, Wealdstone 1. Dagenham and Redbridge 2, Aldershot 1. We said that. Any F. Young score? No. F. Young. Halifax 1, Solihull Moors 1. We said a draw for that. Gates head 2, Oldham 1.
One.
Oh, that's no good.
That's a disaster.
They drags Oldham back into it. That's right. Maidenhead 2, Yeovil Mill. Yeovil dragged back into it.
That's all right.
Maidstone 1, Eastern 3. Notts County 4, Southend 0. We've got them Saturday, so that's good. Langstaff 2.
No.
Wrexham 2, Scunthorpe 0. York 1, Boreham Wood 1. There we are, John. I don't, who knows what we said? I can't remember. At least the car park's close.
I think this is it, isn't it?
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession.
Couldn't see. Sort of wish I could just see the first goal go in, but I knew it had gone in. Just.
I went on your brother's reaction. I couldn't see the goal. Because we stood, The guy stood next to me in the yellow jacket was great. He was the one who was basically telling me what was going on. He was like my commentator. And he's the one who told me that Kieran Evans had been sent off. He was great. I really liked him, but I didn't catch his name.
We've met him before, absolutely, definitely.
Quite a younger bloke.
We've had a chat with him before.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. He's a nice guy.
Can you just message and say who you were? Because I can't quite remember, but it was great. It was great to share the game with you.
Look, I'm still, I know you're not, I'm still very confident.
Yeah. Look, we beat Barnet, so...
We'll beat Southend.
And you can beat Southend, but...
We'll beat Southend.
I just think we should have beaten Dorking as well.
You know.
It didn't look great.
Beat Southend, Dorking lose. It's all the same again, isn't it?
Can I just correct as well? I sent out a bit of a salty, bitter tweet full-time in the heat of the moment, insinuating that Dorking was a bit tin pot. I do take that back. I liked Dorking.
Bit the ground, centering.
It was a bit, but you know what? Who cares? Everyone was lovely. We walked into the very ground. Nice. The steward went, the Wave fans up there, lovely to see you all.
Yeah,
they were really nice. The stewards were great.
No,
the club is a lovely club. I really like watching the YouTube series. Mark White's hugely entertaining. I could be a Dorking fan. Well, I do live, half an hour away. It's a lot easier for me. I would just like to correct that.
Let's discuss... Notts County signing.
Come on, Emily, help me manage. Graham, stop saying come on, Emily, manage. That's a lot of explaining to be done there. No, just look at Alan Hansen, LMA manager advert. There you go. It's all yours. Graham, stop saying come on, Emily, manage.
They're
going
to sign next, John Eves Coon.
So as we did sort of work out earlier, they basically signed a team that finished second and didn't go up in the playoffs. So look, good omen, guys. Who knows, maybe they'll be keen to put it right. But I wouldn't be that excited about signing Carl Cameron, Conor Lemon-Havens and Aaron Lemay in a team that didn't get promoted. Can I also say, I never really saw the hype with Conor Lemon-Havens either. Not that I'm bitter about Notts County, I never quite got it. Didn't get it. Thought he was fine.
Amazing.
In terms of the great players we've had at Torquay United, he's not up there.
Not top 50?
No. Well, mate, I don't know. I've not counted them all. He was all right.
South in the National League.
He was fine.
We've been in League One, John.
Yeah. He was all right.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if Macaulay Langstaff just stops scoring. Never scores another goal.
Actually, they don't win another game. No. Should we do some letters?
Let's do some letters, John.
Come on, then. Here we go. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Yes.
Okay, good.
3. Gary Head. Gaz Head. The old Gaz Head.
Lovely stuff.
All right, Gaz. He says, hi, John and Charlie. On this week's podcast, last week's podcast, you mentioned that Mark Ridley is FOF 43, but that's my FOF number.
No,
get your ears checked, Gary. I said 33. He's FOF 33. You're FOF 43. I don't want to make a figure out of this, Gary. But listen here.
Okay.
So you're FOF 43. Mark is FOF 33. No. He says, I just want to ask if I've been relegated to the Southern Premier League obsession or the Ryman League obsession. If so, please let me know and I'll adjust my subscription on Spotify. It might exist. That's from Gary Gazhead, TUFC fan from Bodmin, Cornwall. Yeah, definitely on. FOF 43.
St. Austell.
P.S.
St.
Is it because I moved to Cornwall? 12 yeah, he moved from Poole to Cornwall. Sounds like an old song. Robert Dickinson.
Ah.
Long time listener, first time caller, he says.
David.
Gents.
Call him David.
He's after a bargain. As the subject line, Robert Dickinson's real deal.
Yeah.
Don't know what that is. As the subject line suggests, I've been listening to your podcast from day one.
Oh.
Day one. When my second team, Guiseley, were in the National League. Oh, yeah. And I was after some insightful and detailed analysis of the National League. As I couldn't find any, I thought I'd give your pod a try instead. And I've been hooked ever since. Where are Guiseley up nowadays? What are they doing?
North, aren't they?
They're currently members of the Northern Premier League Premier Division. Oh, bit too many, few too many premiers in there, isn't there? The Premier Division.
There you go, Dan.
Anyway, yes, thank you, Robert. He says, the perilous position of my team, Rochdale, so Guiseley must be his second team, is the reason for breaking my Natob's lesser virginity, as it's looking more and more likely we'll be entertaining ourselves in the Vanarama next season. The good thing about being shit since the first game of the season is that I've had a lot of time to accustom myself to the idea. I want to extend an early hand of hospitality to you both for the game at Spotland next season. Let's. I mean, there's a lot got to happen there.
There's a lot got to happen. Flew too close to the sun, didn't they? They went up.
League One?
The longest ever.
Yeah.
They went up, come down, and now it looks like they're going to go out of the league.
And he says, maybe you could pick up Altrincham Jean on the way past.
That'd be nice.
Oh, maybe. Who's the Rochdale manager these days? Is it still Keith Hill? It's not. It's Jim Bentley. It's Jim's Bentley.
Wow.
What's in Jim's Bentley? That was a good game. It was quite mathematical, as I remember. It was all sort of, we had to work out the miles per gallon of when he'd driven somewhere. It got a bit. Anyway, Rob, thank you. First letter for Rob.
One letter on the
your journey, your FOF journey begins, Rochdale. Rob.
It'd be nice to have Rochdale in the division.
It'd be a bit, remind us of old times. And finally, Neil Barley, Lemon.
Oh, Lemon.
Says, hi chaps, Lemon Barley here. Extra point for calling yourself your own nickname. He says, been a while since I posted a letter from Norfolk. Been catching up on all the podcasts. My favourite being Charlie in full kit wanker uniform at the Torquay training session. He says, I'm very proud of a fellow bearded man dressed as a full kit wanker. Myself a full kit wanker. Stop saying wanker. On a Tuesday night for my five-a-side team. He does it.
You gotta go for it.
Full kit wankers. Stop saying it. Dressed in Ipswich, head to toe, bearded, overweight, 47, represent. And surrounded by kids in Norwich kits. Yeah. Yeah, lovely. He says, this Saturday I'm off to Sutton Coldfield versus Derryham Town. Glamour tie. That's what it's all about for you, Neil. The glamour.
Midlands.
He says, yeah, it's near Birmingham, isn't it? Derryham is sort of East Anglia, can I say? Derryham being a local non-league club in Norfolk. There you go. As I follow non-league football too. And the international motocross. It's not the best sport in the world, is it, Neil?
It's
let's
great,
be honest.
John.
It's quite boring.
No,
it's pretty
great.
Boring.
You're thinking of the wrong one.
No.
You're thinking of the one where
the
they
dirt track.
Can't put their foot
down. Oh, no, that's Speedway. Yes, so I was thinking of Speedway. Yeah.
Motocross is brilliant.
Is that.
Trials, bikes, up and down hills, like jumping.
Ah.
Yeah, it's great.
Is that a bit where some of it's on tarmac, some of it's on gravel?
Sort of, but it's mainly
some of it's
very
on,
muddy.
Okay. Oh, well, sounds good.
Yeah, I like the sound of it.
Sounds very good. Anyway, he says, anyhow, has Charlie ever been to a Torquay game in full kit wanker uniform? And has he been to a motocross meeting? Yes and no. Actually, no and yes.
Never full kit game. No, I feel like, do you know what, John? I don't like drawing attention. I genuinely don't like drawing attention to myself. And so I even feel like my yellow coat is often like a bit. So I feel like turning up full kit, you look like you're on a stag do or, you know. So no, as of yet, nothing to stop you though. Nothing to stop you turning up in full kit and
you
running
do what
on the
you
pitch.
Like.
Well, the police.
Yes, that.
They are there to stop you doing that. But
he says, anyway, cheers guys. I expect the full kit wanker to be beeped, as I said full kit wanker quite a few times.
Quite
a, you
too
did,
many
Neil,
times.
But good for comic effect.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Thank you.
Lovely letter.
Is Neil a FOF? I think he is.
Lemon Barley. Lemon Barley's a FOF, isn't he? Or has he sent two letters?
Oh yeah, that's his six.
Yeah, there we are. Six, eight, a FOF number somewhere, John. You won't know it.
No. I need to put in last week's in there, actually, as well. I forgot to add those to the spreadsheet.
Good letters. Nice, yeah, new very good. People. If you're new, if you've listened a long time and never written in, please do.
Yeah.
We do like it. How do they do that, John?
NationalObsession@gmail.com on the emails.
Lovely.
At NatOvsPod on Twitter.
Yep.
For lots of fun, lols, the occasional bitter tweet about an ex-player joining a fellow National League club.
You're allowed to have a go now and again, a little pop now and again.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed this week. We'll be back next week with something. I don't know what John. Hope we beat Southend.
Yeah,
Southend might be Southend's last ever game.
I was speaking to a Southend fan in here yesterday who said, yeah, he's not going, but loads of his mates are. It's their last ever game.
I don't think it will be.
It never is.
It never is. They'll be fine.
Monday.
I hope it's not.
Padlock.
Well, if it is, I hope we don't lose the points from beating them earlier in the
season.
Well,
we will, won't we?
I don't know, John.
Why not? I thought you were a football governance expert.
I can get hold of one if you want. There we are. On the ice. Lovely.
I have a horrible feeling your part didn't record.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.